Coming to you now is Lehem Panim with your host, Pastor Cameron Urey, Senior Pastor and Bible Teacher at Renton Park Chapel in Renton, Washington.
Hello, it's good to have you with us today. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn with me to Acts chapter 21. We'll get through just the first several verses today, but that's Acts chapter 21. And before we get into the meat of the text, I'd just like to draw your attention to a characteristic of Paul that we see crop up again and again, not just in this chapter, but in and throughout the course of his whole ministry. And that is the characteristic of courage. What is courage? And as I say the word courage, I wonder what images might come to your mind, what stories. Maybe there's somebody you know who has shown an extraordinary amount or level of courage. You know, some time ago I read a couple of stories that came out of a very dark day in American history. April 20th, 1999, the date of the Columbine High School massacre, when two young men, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, they gunned down a dozen students and a teacher. I mean, it was one of the worst school shootings to ever have taken place in our nation. And to this day, I'm sure many of you remember just how much that event grieved and shocked our nation. And afterwards, we learned of some incredibly heroic acts of courage that people performed during those events. Perhaps the most well-known being that of Cassie Bernal. She was in the library, quietly reading her Bible, when one of the killers confronted her and put a gun to her head. Now, it wasn't widely reported at the time, but these two killers, they had made videotapes in which both of them showed a very intense hatred of Christianity and therefore Christians. And three students were apparently targeted because of their faith in Christ, and Cassie was one of them. Now, I can't imagine the fear that this young teenager must have felt as that gun was put to her head. But the killer asked her a very simple question. He asked her, "Do you believe in God?" And it was clear that her life hung in the answer to that question. "Yes, I believe in God." "Why?" asked the killer in the dark trench coat. And before Cassie had a chance to answer, he pulled the trigger. And Cassie tragically lost her life. But you know, what would you have said? What would I have said if we were put in a similar situation? Where does that kind of courage come from? Well, for her, it came from knowing who she was in Jesus Christ and knowing where she was ultimately going. Well, that's definitely something we see here in the life and ministry of Paul. Paul was a man who knew who he was and knew where he was going. He had a goal. He had a vision. He had a plan for his life. And that was to do God's will for him in expanding the kingdom of God in any way that he could by reaching the lost. Now, everything else, including care for his own life, came second to that. Now, many people never experience this kind of courage because their lives are stuck on idle. They aren't doing anything. And if you were to ask them what their vision, what their goal in life is, they might just look at you with a blank stare. You know, that's not a good place to be. It speaks to a life that is aimed at nothing. And if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. Every one of us ought to know who we are and what our reason for being here is. Paul never went more than 5 minutes without thinking about his purpose, and it kept him active. No matter where he went, he was always strategizing about the place after that, the place after that. He was fiercely intentional. He lived life on purpose. And it was in the midst of fighting the good fight that he had opportunity, time and time again, to show courage. And we see that especially demonstrated in this chapter. Now, as you're turning there, you'll remember that Paul is on his way to Jerusalem. He stopped at Miletus, from which he calls the elders of the Ephesian church to come so that he can admonish and encourage them one final time. And so they come, and Paul gives to them a beautiful exhortation. But afterwards, he and his missionary team leave, as Paul, like Christ, he sets his face to go to Jerusalem. It says in verse 1, "Now it came to pass that when we had departed from them." Now the Greek word here, apospao, can actually mean torn from, or wrench away, or drag away. And that's very much what was happening. Paul's heart had become entangled with those of the Ephesian elders. They loved each other very dearly. But Paul was on a mission. He had to deliver the offering that he had collected over the past few years for the church in Jerusalem. And he's trying to get there, if possible, by the Feast of Pentecost. Now, why was this trip so urgent? Well, first, bear in mind that the Jerusalem church had many people who were very poor. Pilgrims, those dealing with alienation and persecution. And though the church there, they had given generously in the early years, by this time it no doubt had depleted its resources and consequently needed help. And at this time there was a lot of potential for division between the Jewish Christians in Judea and the new Gentile believers that had come to faith in and through the ministry of Paul. Jewish extremists, the Judaizers, they wanted the Gentiles to basically become Jews and live like them, live under the full weight of the ceremonial law of Moses. And they were always trying to hinder the work of Paul, to steal his converts. But it was Paul's hope that his visit to Jerusalem with this offering that he had collected from the Gentile churches would help to strengthen and solidify the fellowship of love shared between the Jews and Gentiles, as it was a way for the Gentile believers to repay with a very practical kindness their Jewish brothers for sharing the gospel with them. And so Paul and his missionary team, they tear themselves away, and it says, "They set sail. Running a straight course, we came to Kos, the following day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara." Now, in the summer, the north wind on the Aegean Sea only blows from very early morning until late afternoon. And so they, no doubt in a small, local, coastal ship, they would sail within that window, stopping at every port for the night along the way. And so progress was somewhat slow. And so what Paul decides to do, rather than to continue to hug that coastline, he decides to instead sail directly across the Mediterranean to Phoenicia, a 5-day, 400-mile trip on the high seas. And so it says, "And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had sighted Cyprus, we passed it on the left, sailed to Syria, and landed at Tyre," which was a Phoenician port city. "For there the ship was to unload her cargo." Now, though the text doesn't say specifically how large their boat was, we can surmise that it must have been pretty large, perhaps similar in size to the ship he would later take on his voyage to Rome, a ship that carried 276 people. Now, the reason that this is probably accurate is because just the process of unloading and reloading a ship like this takes about a week. But they've made very good time, and so they're still on track to get to Jerusalem before Pentecost. Now, while they're there in Tyre, they connect with a church there, a church that was probably born out of the great persecution that began with the stoning of Stephen. Because remember, it said all the way back in Acts 11:19, "Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only." And so it says here in verse 4, "And finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days." Now, the church apparently was not very large, because there was no synagogue, and Paul and his team had to really search for this church. The word translated finding here in verse 4, it means to learn the location of something by intentional searching. But they eventually find this small group of believers, and they stay with them. Now, this would have been Paul's first contact with the believers here in Tyre. And when you think about how Paul had been the one to lead that great persecution that had led to the birth of this church, I mean, it's phenomenal to me to see him visiting and ministering to these believers who came out of that persecution that he himself had instigated. I mean, it's incredible. Whereas once they were enemies, now they are brothers. What an amazing testimony to the power of the gospel. Now, while they're staying with them, it says they told Paul, and the literal Greek actually says, kept on saying to him, through the Spirit, not to go up to Jerusalem. Apparently, they had received a prophecy from the Holy Spirit of the dangers that awaited Paul if he was to stay on course. But it's important to note here that the Holy Spirit was not forbidding Paul to go to Jerusalem, but he was only warning him of what he would face if he did. The phrase through the Spirit, it simply means that he was warned by someone who had the gift of prophecy. And the word not in the original Greek is not the word used in an absolute prohibition, though it reads a bit stronger in our English translations. Rather, it's a softer Greek word that shows the believers were advising Paul in light of what the Holy Spirit was revealing to them concerning his impending persecution. However, we see that because of their love for Paul, they see this prophecy as the Holy Spirit's means of stopping Paul. But Paul doesn't see it that way. In fact, in chapter 20, verse 22, he says that his trip to Jerusalem was compelled by the Spirit. And so for him, the Holy Spirit was just allowing him to see, and perhaps emotionally prepare himself for, the difficulties he's going to face. Paul knew that suffering was a part of God's allotment for him. Remember all the way back in Acts chapter 9? When God first approaches Ananias and tells him to go and baptize Paul. And Ananias is terrified, spitless, knowing what kind of man Paul had been. And it says, but the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. You see, Paul never experienced suffering and then looked up to heaven and said, why, God, why me? Nor did he think that because he suffered, he must therefore be on the wrong path. No, Paul saw his destiny as being necessarily intertwined with suffering. Jesus himself had decreed it, and Paul had already made peace with that. And that's something you and I need to do as well. We must never allow suffering to deter us from the will of Jesus. Because it's often through our suffering that God may use us to make the greatest difference. And if we're faithful, if we're courageous enough to move forward through God, even if it may mean suffering, we will, like Paul did, get to see the mighty moving of the hand of God. And may even get to see the gates of hell shaken in our suffering that may never have been shaken otherwise. People warmed to and set free by Christ through our blood, sweat, and tears. And so let us not flee from suffering, but let us courageously face it, knowing that no pain will go without bearing fruit if we keep our hand in the hand of Jesus. Let's live courageously this week. Amen.
Today's episode of Lehem Panim has been made possible by Renton Park Chapel, a church that is committed to the ministry of sharing the joy of hearing and doing God's word. and to the mission of bringing people into the life-giving presence of Jesus Christ in and through vibrant preaching, teaching, Bible study, prayer, and ministry to a world that is in desperate need of the healing touch of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry here at Renton Park Chapel, or would like to request any of our messages here on Lehem Panim, you can visit us online at rentonparkchapel.org or lehempanim.org. You can also find us on both Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for listening. And may you know all the fullness of having in your life the bread of the presence of God.